The male body is roughly composed of 0.00004% iodine, 0.0004% iron, 0.05% magnesium, 0.15% chlorine, 0.15% sodium, 0.25% sulfur, 0.35% potassium, 1% phosphorus, 1.5% calcium, 3.2% nitrogen, 10% hydrogen, 18% carbon, and 65% oxygen. And these elements would, on the open market, fetch around $1 per bloke. If we plump the lads up, we could be looking at $1.02 or $1.03.
The number of males in America is generally reckoned at 164,628,000. Ladies, I propose that we dispose of our chaps at the $1.03 price and put their elements to better use. Not only would this solve all the problems of the ASCII gene correspondence, but since 99 out of 100 calamities throughout history have been caused by men, and since we will be eliminating prodigious numbers of idiots, dickweeds, numbskulls, brutes, weaklings, and dingbats, and that's just from the U.S. Congress, the benefit to the nation, well, it would be infinite. Plus, with the 170 or 180 million we receive, we will be able to purchase, in return, 11 or 12 genuine Birkin bags. But before I feel completely satisfied with offering this plan for your consideration, ladies, and to make absolutely certain that before we sell their elements on the open market, the chaps aren't actually needed for anything, I will leave my little cabin in the woods and travel to towns named after women. And when I arrive in each town named after a woman, I will get out of the car and I will ask people, what do we need men for? Indeed, I plan to leave my little home, which is on an island the size of a mattress, 8 miles south of Mount Eve in New York, and hit every town named after a woman between Tallulah, Louisiana, and Eden, Vermont. By the way, Eden is the 131st most popular name for girls in America so far this year, according to BabyCenter.com. Tallulah, alas, has recently plunged 581 points in popularity to number 2,245. The popularity of the names fluctuates with births day by day. I will be driving the spiteful Miss Bingley, my 9-year-old Prius, named after Jane Austen's mean girl in Pride and Prejudice. And to keep myself sharp, I will only eat in cafes named after women, listen to music only sung by women, drink wines only named after women, read books only written by women, and wear clothes designed only by women. If I eat a burrito in my motel room, it will be a goddamn Amy's organic hand-wrapped cheddar cheese, bean and rice with Mexican sauce burrito. Ladies, the time has come. The date is October 6th, 2017. Prepare for immortality. The maps, the wine, the books, the clothes, the Baby Ruths, the Girl Scout cookies are packed. I have said farewell to the cat, Vagina Tea Fireball. The dog, Lewis Carroll, has taken up his position in the back seat with his head out the window. I have donned my Korean driving cap, which, to look fashionable, must be worn pulled over one eyebrow, and to look fabulous, it must cover the entire eye, socket and all, plus half the other eye. It was designed by a woman who must have had a chauffeur. I have returned to the cabin to say farewell again.